This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. London police have arrested a man on suspicion of terrorism after he crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists before hitting a set of barriers outside of Britain's Houses of Parliament Tuesday. Donovan Parsons is an eyewitness.
The volume of the crash was so loud that it sounded like he must have been doing some speed, and on a roundabout you generally go slower, so it seemed to be like it was probably intentional.
Three people were injured. Parliament is not currently in session. Italian authorities say up to 35 people were killed when a bridge carrying vehicles partially collapsed in the northern port city during an intense storm. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma.
A bridge on a main highway linking Italy with France has collapsed in the Italian port city of Genoa during a violent storm, sending vehicles plunging 150 feet. One huge section of the Morandi Bridge fell, sending tons of twisted steel and concrete debris onto warehouses below. Photos published by the Italian news agency ANSA showed a massive empty gulf between two sections of the bridge. ANSA says the Italian authorities suspect a structural weakness had caused the collapse, but there was no immediate explanation for what had happened. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Taliban militants have seized control of an army base in northern Afghanistan, killing and capturing dozens of government soldiers. The fall of the camp in the province late Monday followed 2 days of intense fighting. Officials say that the Afghan National Army base was lost after soldiers failed to receive reinforcements and air support. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened Tuesday to boycott U.S. electronic goods in response to what he says is a targeted economic war being waged against Turkey by the United States. The diplomatic dispute between the two countries has helped spark an economic crisis in Turkey and push its currency, the lira, to record lows. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has unleashed new attacks on its Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and fired FBI agent Peter Strzok. He's blamed them for the investigation of Russian links to his 2016 U.S. presidential campaign that has consumed this presidency. Meanwhile, one-time Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's defense has rested its case without calling any witnesses in his tax evasion and fraud trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Manafort himself chose not to take the stand, answering no sir when the judge asked if he wished to testify in his defense. The decision not to call any defense witnesses clears the path for jurors to hear closing arguments tomorrow morning. Manafort's accused of hiding millions of dollars in income received from advising Ukrainian politicians. The former Trump campaign chairman's lawyers blame financial wrongdoing on his former assistant, Rick Gates, who cut a plea deal and was the government's star witness. The judge today rejected a defense motion to dismiss the case on grounds prosecutors did not meet their burden of proof. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In the wake of accusations by former presidential assistant Omarosa Manigault Newman, the president is once again lashing out at her, referring to her as a dog who deserved to be fired. Now his attitude toward African Americans are being examined. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel explains why.
It has been something many people have whispered and speculated about, but now Omarosa Manigault Newman says she has heard it with her own ears. President Donald Trump using the N-word while taping his reality TV show The Apprentice. Omarosa says in her book that she had been told that the tapes exist, and says after the book was sent off for printing, she got to hear one of those tapes, and that her former TV and White House boss indeed said it. Trump has fired back on Twitter. He says the show's producer has assured him by phone that there are no tapes of him using the racial slur. He says it's a word that isn't even in his vocabulary and never has been. Oscar Wells Gabriel, Washington.
In the U.S. state of California, where a wildfire has burned more than 39,000 hectares.
Last night we lost one of our Draper City firefighters. He's a true hero. He was fighting California wildfires and protecting life and property.
That is Draper City, Utah Mayor Troy Walker, who made the announcement about Utah firefighter Matthew Burchett, who was assisting with the with the fire in California. When a tree fell on him and other firefighters, he was the only fatality from that incident. Overall, a dozen fires continue burning in California, while approximately 14,000 firefighters, including inmates, battle the fire across the state. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.